I would fail at describing your actions. I can't put pens in your fingertips. You cannot pronounce the words, heat. But there's something digging in the earth between my legs. A mole has no eyes and won't need them. Whiskers are enough to see through the tunnel, and the tunnel falls further, and then you accept dirt to your lungs and keep breathing, where it is moist and lively. A goldfish bloated sucks on the end of your toe, and you're never sure if you like it or not. So is the way of the pond, and if it weren't for seagrass, you'd be safe and warm and would never run screaming from the beach. Nor would wet planks of wood hold your weight so well, pies of algae. The mouths of the dog sled hounds are close and smiling, but the teeth are always there. You like dangling it all out before them, inching in when you should be careful. Careful, and you needn't slumber with nails in your teeth. A water skeeter needs your help. It is dainty on the film of the creek and is swept easily by a dandelion stem curled in the current. Four legs of thread and we are sewing. Your eyes are needles and you have a tendency for torture. Snakes can swallow that which is bigger than them, jaws unhinged. We forget our capacities and make a break for the border. If a guard shoots us down, we will know we have tried, shoelaces tied together. And I would be pulling away the blanket to nestle quickly on the pool's jet when the moon is full and you can see me from the window, but I am perfectly alone with you and the water surrounds.